This is Sandy Wyman, Chair Pro Tem of the Finance Committee, calling to order this meeting on the 6th of April at approximately 4:04 p.m. Would the Secretary Pro Tem call roll? That's you, Teresa. Thank you.
All right. Alan is present. General Manager Bay?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Did I pronounce it right?
You're getting better.
Bay.
Getting better. Good. Okay. Adriana Casanave?
Okay. It's going to be late. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Here. Okay. Oh. Thank you. I hear you, Adriana. Thank you very much. Bill Crozier?
Here.
Annette? Thank you very much, Bill Crozier. Lyndon Foley?
Here.
Thank you, Lyndon. Bob Gartner?
Present.
Thank you very much. Wally James has requested excuse absence. Dwayne Lark? Dwayne Lark? I'm not hearing Dwayne. Mike Lewis? I'm not hearing Mike Lewis. All right. Marianne Martinez? Not hearing Marianne. Marianne? Okay, Paula Miller? I'm not hearing Paula Miller. Susie Moran? I'm sorry. Did you say something, Bob?
I thought I muted myself. Is the mute button *6?
I'm sorry, I do not know. You probably have a mute button on your phone.
I just have a flip phone. I'm a dinosaur.
I'm sorry. That's okay.
I don't want to disturb people, and I'm trying to mute myself.
I'm sorry, I do not know. I will try to find out what you can do to mute.
Okay.
Okay. I did not hear Paula Miller. Susie Moreno?
Present.
Thank you very much, Susie. Venetia Patel-Adams?
Here.
Thank you very much, Venetia. Sandra Rawline?
I'm here.
Thank you very much. Nancy Zabarnaratomi?
Present.
Thank you very much. Wendy Shrell has asked for an excused absence. Deb Shapto? I am not hearing Deb Shapto. Okay. Sorry. Markeisha Van Zandt Sampson? Markeisha, I'm not hearing. Thank you
I'm
very
here.
Much. Thank you. Richard Uzel?
Here.
Thank you very much. Rita Washington? Not hearing Rita. Sandy Wyman?
Is present.
Thank you very much. Ted Weisgel?
Hello.
Thank you. I think, is there Venetia Williams? Venetia? Not hearing. Egberto Willey? Not hearing Egberto. So I'm going to, is there anyone who did not hear their name called? Okay. I did not hear Dwayne Lark, Mike Lewis, Marianne Martinez, Paula Miller, Rita Washington, Venetia Williams, and Egberto Willis. Okay. Mr. Chair, we do have quorum.
Bill for the stack.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chair. We can't hear you, Sandy.
No, you can't unless I unmute. Thank you. The first thing on the agenda is approval of the agenda that I sent around. It should be in front of you. It was sent a couple times by email by myself and also by Teresa today. Do I hear any objections to the agenda? And before I get to that,
Sandy?
Bill, does this pertain to the agenda?
No, I just moved that we excuse Wally and Wendy because they asked for excuse absences.
Do I hear any objections? Hearing no objections, mark those as excused absences, please. Teresa? Yes, Adriana, go ahead.
Yes, can you read the agenda, please? Some of us are driving and, you know.
Well, every member should take upon their responsibility. I understand. Every member should be responsible for opening these documents and understanding them when they sit down at our virtual table, but I'll read it anyway. It's call to order.
Thank you for the recording, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you. But this is a public recording that should be in the archive.
Thank you,
Adriana.
Thank you, Adriana.
Thank you.
Call to order, roll call. Time allotted 5 minutes. We've done that. Election of Secretary Pro Tem and Chair Pro Tem, allotted 15 minutes. Approval of March minutes, which were sent around that some of you may not have opened. Item four is the management report, including certain items that list out as cash position, current monthly cash burn, current status of 419 Lovett rehabilitation status and costs, pending operations expenses apart from maintenance funding from the March fund drive, or funding for March 2021, the prior month. And then 4A, committee Q&A on the above topic for 15 minutes. Item 5, requested clarification of definition and terms, inclusion of budget template that will be used to construct the 2022 budget. These were the questions that members sent in as invited. Everybody was invited, to be clear, on the committee. Item 6, timeline for pro forma budget draft for FY22 from management. And I'm hoping to get this by our May meeting so that we could have a working draft in front of the LSB for vote on August 1st is the goal. Item 7, new business. Item 8, public comment. Item 9, establish next meeting date. And item 10, adjourn. So, that in mind, and looking at the agenda, the next item on the agenda is the election of the Chair Pro Tem and Secretary Pro Tem. I would be willing to serve again for this meeting as Chair Pro Tem. If anybody objects to this and would like to have an election, please speak up.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
I move that we approve you continue with the Chair Pro Tem.
You hear a second?
There doesn't need to be a second in committee.
If it is necessary, but Ted will correct it.
I only said that.
Thank you.
I only said that. Yeah, I only said that. So three of you could tell me that. Sorry about that. Okay. Do I hear any objection then? Hearing none, we move forward. Teresa, are you willing to serve as Secretary Pro Tem for this meeting?
Yes, I would be happy to do that.
Would anybody else like to be Secretary? Speak up or move forward. I don't hear anybody, and so we'll move forward. Thank you.
This is Mary Ann.
Go ahead, Mary
Ann. Can you check me in, please?
Sure.
Yes,
please
I've got
include Mary. Thank you, Mary Ann, for making time for this. Okay, so then the next item here is the
Mr. Chair, may I have the floor, please, to make a motion? This is Richard.
Go ahead, Richard. Go ahead.
I would like to move that at this time we take nominations for permanent chair and secretary of this committee and forward those to Terry Goodman to be tabulated in time for the results to be announced at the beginning of our next meeting in May.
Thank you, Richard. Good idea. Can we put that under item 7, new business, and continue?
Sorry with me.
Mr. Chair, did you say item 7 under new business?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Mr. Chair, do you want to ask if there are any objections?
I can. Are there any objections? Okay, I don't hear any, so let's move forward. The next item on the agenda is going to be the financial report as given by David and Markeisha.
Nancy objected. I'm sorry. I was muted. I was talking to myself.
Okay, well, now you're not muted, and we're in the middle of something here. Is there something that you need?
Yes, I object to Richard's motion. That's why.
All right. Well, it's under new business, so the time to raise objection would be when we handle it. Thank you. Item 4 on the agenda is the management report. This time will belong to David and Markeisha. I respectfully request that people hold their questions, comments, any kind of vocal activity, put yourself on mute while they're giving their report, and there will be time for Q&A afterwards. The floor is yours.
The very first thing that I'd like to mention, Sandy, that we need to remind everybody of is the only questions that are going to be answered today are the ones that were turned in that we asked for. If you did not turn in any questions, this is not the place we're going to answer them. We're going to answer the questions that we were given, and we are going to move forward from this point on.
David, I'm talking about the financial report, which is a separate item from those questions. We're dealing with item 4 on the agenda right now. KPFT management to present report to include cash position, current monthly cash burn, current status of 419, Lovett rehabilitation, et cetera. The next item are those questions that you're referring to, just to keep things straight.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
Mr. Chair, this is Rita Washington. I'm just letting you know I am on. Thank you.
Thank you, Rita. Please mark Rita present, Teresa.
I will, Mr.
Head
Chair.
To the stack.
Notice that item 3 is approval of minutes.
Oh, you're right. I skipped over that. My bad. Item 3 is approval of minutes. Ted, is that what you wanted to point out?
No, I wanted to raise a question related to number 4 after you deal with the minutes issue.
Okay.
Adriana? I move that we approve the minutes.
Adriana?
Hang on, Adriana. Hang on, everybody. Has everybody gotten a chance to look at the minutes that were sent around today by Teresa?
No, because we work at 2:42. I couldn't. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, some of us work and we don't have the option to look at the minutes. If it can be sent the day before, maybe we could.
Adriana, that's fine. I suggest, and if there are no questions, we'll delay approval of the minutes for March until next meeting. Until everybody's had a good chance to look. Is there any objection?
Are you saying until the May meeting, Mr. Chair?
Yes, I'm sorry. Well, March meeting, the March meeting minutes can be examined in our May meeting. We need to get them out earlier. That was a failure on my part. I apologize to the committee.
Mr. Chair, perhaps you will ask if there are any objections to that.
I think I did, are there any objections to delay? Pardon? I don't hear any objection, so let's move forward. Item 4.
You did hear an objection. Adriana objected. She already asked.
Okay, I didn't
no,
hear
no, her. No, 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 no. I'm sorry. May I clarify? That wasn't an objection. I answered because Teresa said you should ask, and I said he did ask. It was any objection. He did. The chair did ask. That's what I said. Sorry.
The one thing we do on the air is never make anything clear, so I'm just practicing what I normally do. Sorry for the confusion. Item 4, KPFT management to present report. So, management, please report. The floor is yours. And again, put yourself on mute. Please refrain from comment until their report is finished. Go ahead.
Okay, this is Markeisha. So I can start with our current cash position. That's not me. Currently, we have about $101,000 in the bank. And for those of you that don't know, we burn about $56,000 a month. That's inclusive of all expenses, including central services. So.
Sorry.
That's not. That's
we
not
can't hear you. The chair. Can you have them mute their phone? You can't hear what those dogs are.
Whoever has dogs in the room, mute your phone, please, or drop them all.
So whenever you get water, you can turn it back.
Ted?
Ted?
Dwayne Lark
is on the call.
Ted, wipe your phone.
I'm not.
My God.
Sounds like Richard, the dog.
Okay, so I'll repeat myself. Can you guys hear me?
Thank you. Please do.
Yes.
Okay, so we currently have about $101,000 in the bank, and our average monthly expenses are $56,000. That's inclusive of our central service. Okay. The rest of these items, I think we can. I'll let David address the building status and all of that.
Well, currently our building is not in the best of shape, and we have turned in viable bids to see what it would cost to rectify the situation when it comes to mold, water, air conditioning, heating, flooring, pulling out all the stuff that would need to be pulled out and then re-put back together. However, at this time, with the current amount that is in the bank, it would exceed that amount. So we have to hold until we are able to build enough to begin to do that if that's what we choose to do as a company. So at this point, the building is still kind of in the shape that it was. I've been maintaining the lawn and doing stuff like that, but when it comes to the inside of the building, the repairs are over and above what we currently have in our bank account.
Thank you, Peter. Does that conclude the report?
Just for the inside of the building. I can't give you specific numbers on what it's cost, because unfortunately, for us to get the completed bids, it also costs us about $600 a shot. So we have been working on trying to get as many quotes as we can get them, and they're floating anywhere, just depending on what the situation is. With mold, it's $25,000. For the heating and air, it's over $21,000. For so we're trying to get the lowest quotes possible, and once I can figure those out, then I can give specific numbers that we can put into the budget going towards 2022.
Thank you. Okay, committee members, I'm going to start a stack of questions that you might have concerning our financial state as just reported on.
Yeah, Dwayne.
Bob Gardner.
I have Bob and I have Dwayne.
Yeah. Mr. Bass. Sorry.
Anybody else for the stack before we start this?
Teresa for
okay,
the stack.
Thank you, Teresa. Bob Gardner, go ahead, please.
Parts of that air conditioning system, in my understanding, weren't that old. Have you consulted with collaborated with Dwayne Bradley at all on some of that pertaining to air conditioning?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. That's all.
Dwayne Lark.
Well, thank you. First off, I've been on the call for about 15 minutes, but I didn't interrupt. I'd like to be Mark present. And David, first off, let me again thank you and acknowledge the fact that you seem to have gotten off to a very hard, fast start. Anytime I can hear on Saturday morning a former IGM make a statement that, well, there's a lot of changes going on around here, I quote, and one thing that I can do a lot of things, I will be a lot of things, but one thing I won't do is lie. So I don't know exactly what that coded message was from the former IGM on Saturday morning, but it tells me that you're coming in and sweeping up things and really cleaning up the house, and I thank you for that. I pray for you. But generally those who try to do the right thing around this place generally get swept out themselves. So my prayer and support is with your efforts. You seem to have been approached it fairly, openly, with great transparency. And I pledge to do anything that's in my power and to support your efforts of making this station, as I've described it over the years, the little station that could but ain't, the little station that has. So thank you for a great start, and reach out to me and let me know what I may be able to do to assist you and Marquisha and the other staff in moving forward.
Thank you, sir.
Andy, am I next?
Teresa was next.
I'm sorry, Teresa Allen and then Ted. Once again, I'm struggling with the mute button. Teresa?
Sorry, I was on mute. Just wanted to thank David for his work. You did say that you were maintaining the lawn, and I was wanted to recommend that you might want to consider, even though it's just cosmetics, since you might not want people going into the building, but you may want to ask us to help convene the facilities committee that was doing things like, you know, emptying the cigarette butts and, you know, fixing things around the yard, mowing and edging and things like that. So they can help you so you don't end up doing those things by yourself. Also, those volunteers love our station.
Well, I'm using it to
help you. Thank you.
You need it?
My
uncle
David told me to put it out here.
You did? Okay. All right.
Bob Gardner, we can hear you.
I'm sorry. I've been trying to be cognizant of that, but I really don't know how to mute my phone. Can somebody help me with that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Thanks. Try to be careful with that. Ted, you're next.
I have been.
Ted Weissel.
Thank you. I would hope that the statement I'm about to make is something that you, David, will respond to. And that is, I hope that you are on the air not only with a general manager's report, but also with PSAs asking for help. I don't think that the job of mowing the lawn is what we hired you to do, and I hope that you will take both my recommendation and Teresa's and start to get volunteers involved in this radio station. I also hope that you will ask for donations of time in terms of rectifying the situation at KPFT related to mold, air conditioning, and all the other things that you mentioned. Hopefully we have listeners who are willing to step up in one way or another. I also hope that you will entertain the possibility of the building being taken to the ground, and perhaps the land being turned into another building that we can be part of, and in the interim, that we can be located in some other building. I would like to see us maintain the ownership of that property, but also selling it might be an option and moving to another location. But sitting still on the mold problem doesn't strike me as being a very progressive thing to do. How do you see us moving forward on all of these things.
Well, thank you, Ted, and very glad that you are, you know, concerned about these things, as I think we all are. However, you know as well as I do, in the wheels of Pacifica, national and local, everything has to happen at its own pace. And not everybody's pace is the same. So I have been working with, Markeisha, and I've been working with Lydia, and I've been working with members of our own board, trying to get the best possible scenarios to do what we need to do. Unfortunately, with our cash flow being where it is right now, there's not a whole lot of movement that we can do. The parts that I can do, I have done. And that would include the email that I sent out to the entire LSB this morning, repairing electrical problems. We about caught the transmitter building on fire today. So it has to be repaired. And so when it comes to getting things done, I have the entire list of everything you sent me and all the emails that you have sent me. And as I go through, and I check the list off every time as I go down. So where I can ask for help, I do. However, there are certain things that are above me that have to be decided from above. Just because there's paperwork or whatever it is that impedes us from doing specific things. And so I'm following the correct protocols. I am getting things on the air asking for help when I'm allowed to get into programming. And if you haven't noticed, we are also making great strides to make donation easier for people. If you all go take a look at our website, you'll see that a lot of work has been done to it. A lot. And so it may not seem like a lot to have a website that looks clean and, you know, more functional, but it does help bring money in. And so if that's another revenue way that I can get things to come in, I will. So just know I have every concern that you have, and I am working on them one at a time. And your patience is very much appreciated. But yes, I have been putting promos on the air regarding funding. I have had put things on the air regarding, the general manager's report. The general manager's reports are going to be posted on the website. It's all coming together.
Nancy, you're next on the stack, so go ahead.
Stack.
Yes. How much did it cost us to get the website changed?
I don't know. How long did it take me to do it? It didn't cost us a dime. Those were all improvements that were on the website that were just never activated. We were on a very old version of the website, and so between myself and Robin and getting input from Otis, because he hosts the server, we were able to upgrade it and use the functionalities that should have been there that were just never put in place. So to answer your question, it cost us nothing.
Good. Okay, my next question is, may I, Sandy?
Yeah, go ahead. Thank you.
Yes.
I think I heard Marianne.
Last year we had an appeal to for membership to be able to vote in the referendum last year, and I was wanting you to please think about or consider to make a cart, like real quick. And maybe ask, it's too late to ask
the referendum. The referendum card has been running for over a month.
No, but that's her voice, and she does a lot of words, and it's really tedious to listen to her. But if the manager were to make a very clear statement or it doesn't have to be a manager if you don't want to do it, but people rush to get their membership when they know there's a very important vote coming up, and they need their membership in by midnight Eastern time, April 7th.
Right, and that was the other reason why we did updates to the website. You'll notice that the contact form has been improved, and since we improved the contact form, we're receiving a lot of people asking for information, which is going to Robin, on, hey, have I done enough to vote? And so it is working, and the referendum message is getting out there.
No, but I mean something more than what we have now, which is mainly Rene Penizzola's two little cards a day, or is it more than that? I'm not sure, but I'm hearing it about two times a day. And she says that at the very end, after all this spiel of words, you don't really remember the main point. Get your membership in by April 7th, midnight Eastern. And so can you make a card? I mean, you've made so many cards. It seems like that would be really good to get people, oh, this vote I have to have my membership in by April 7th. So, you know, I think that would be very good. Can you do it?
Thank you, Nancy.
No problem. I will definitely look into it because I do know that it says you have to have your minimum of $25 or your specific amount of hours, and it has to be, yeah, I remember it saying all that. So, yeah, I can definitely look into it.
We only have today, tomorrow.
Okay, David, you want to make sure that this is okay with the election supervisor, too.
Right, and that's who I have to talk to because it has to be scripted a very specific way.
Thank you. She's on her part. She's telling people to call the station
if you don't know if your membership is up to date. But nobody at KPFT membership will be able to do that because nobody's going to answer the phone, the 4000 number. So we have a very different situation than the other four stations. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. Did I hear Marianne? Somebody else tried to get on the stack after Nancy?
I did. This is Teresa.
Teresa, go ahead. Thank you. This is your second time through. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wondered if our general manager can tell us if our this is payments, if any of that were behind, have they all been caught up?
Define what payments are you talking about, Teresa?
Central services to the national office.
No,
I think that Mark mentioned that when she said our monthly expenses were $56,000. Then she said something about central services, but I couldn't hear it because of the dog.
Including central services.
Okay, so my question is, are central services all caught up, any past payments that were past due?
No, they're not, but we still have to accrue for them every month, so that's why our expenses are $56,000 a month. We are still behind, yes.
Okay, we're at 15 minutes for this question. Dwayne
Lark to the stack.
Thank you, Dwayne. We're at 15 minutes for this section of the agenda, which is what I allotted. I just heard Dwayne and Marianne. Is there anybody else? Because I'd like to cut the stack and move on with our agenda.
This is Ted. I have a question.
Thank you, Ted. Dwayne, go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. David, Markeisha. I just want, it's not your job, it's above your pay grade to know what other stations are doing, but are you aware that only one station is current with their central services and some owe as much as $175,000
to
$200,000? Yes. Yes, I was so, aware of that.
For the record, the treasurer asked you that question as if you out of compliance, or you are so different than three other stations, and that's definitely not the case. That KPFT has always been one of the lowest ones. That, given that your constraints on your funding and the amount of money you get in, I continue to applaud KPFT for paying what it does pay. I was one of those who asked the board, the national board, to forgive KPFT central services expenses for the last 12 months, and Teresa, and Lyndon and Bobby and Sandra totally voted against it, for the record.
Dwayne, thank you for clarifying the record. Let's see if we can stay to the topic of the financial condition of our station here.
It was brought up back in court. It was brought up, so that can of worms was open.
Okay, thank you. All right. Next on the stack, I have Mary Ann.
I just wanted to thank David for all he's doing. He's doing a great job. And keep up the good work. Let us know if you need any help. And that's it.
Thank you, Mary Ann. Ted,
I am appreciative of the work and the revision of the website, which I'm looking at right now. I am troubled by the fact that in this referendum, there is a logo by each one of the Pacifica New Day. That one little logo strikes me as being something that gives an enhanced appearance to the Pacifica or the New Day referendum, and there's the proposal, but there's nothing explaining the opposition to the proposal. I think that makes the document unfair. And I would hope that this could be fixed and fixed quickly so that it's a fair referendum.
Well, if you would like to, you can always have them send me the revision they want posted.
Please, whoever's making noise in the background, please try to mute. Thank you, Ted. Okay.
Thank you.
I'd like to move on unless there's anybody else.
Susie,
go ahead.
Hello?
And then
Susie Moran. Thank you very much. I just want to thank Dave, too, and I hope that everybody will be respectful of him and give him the information he needs to be able to do his job completely, and that means any passwords, any accounts that the general manager needs to know about. Can somebody please quit talking over me?
Go ahead and plow on there, Susie. We can hear you.
Okay. And I also want to thank Dave, and I hope that y'all will give him the information that he needs to do his job. Also, I am again saying that I volunteer to do calls to some of the big donors, myself, and I'm sure there will be others that would not mind doing those calls. So that's all I had to say.
Richard, to the stack.
Richard, go ahead. We're past the allotted time. I just want to remind everybody.
Yeah, I just very quickly, I think that maybe the dog barking person is Deb Shepto. I think he's
no,
on the line.
Well, it was that time, but not besides that.
Okay. Somebody needs to mark her as being present. And Deb, maybe you can mute your phone.
The dog barked once, just when you said it, not before. It was somebody else.
And I'd also like to say thanks to David. I'd like to say thanks to David.
Thank you, Richard.
That's what I.
Thank you, Deb. And Teresa, please make sure that Deb Shapto is marked present on our meeting.
I have her down.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to move forward to item 5. A few of you anyway, sent in many questions requesting clarification on our budget template line items. Now, again, the goal here or the idea here was to get definition on what these items were. Some of the questions went a little bit further than that, but I'm going to turn this over to David and Marquisha. And again, please hold your comments until they're finished. Thank you. Go ahead, guys.
Okay, so I'm going to read the question and then I'll read the answer. Some of these are duplicates, so if there's a duplicate, I'm not going to address it a second time, just so you guys know. Okay, so the first question, it has some account numbers, 5003 and 5004, and then it says compared to, so I guess you probably have to have the budget open too so that you can follow along. I should have said that. And it says compared to.
Excuse me, can we get whoever has the background noise to mute? It's really distracting. It makes it hard to hear Markeisha.
Bob Gardner, am I muted yet?
No, you're not.
Okay, well, it's probably me. I'm trying, but I'm in a really noisy place. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Drive star six, Bob. Star six.
I already tried that.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, all right. So, again, I'll repeat it. It says 5003 and 5004. So those are account numbers. And I'll just start with any account number that starts with the 5 is a revenue account of some sort, okay? And but in the question it says compared to 6771 and 6772, were there no planned anticipated mail fund drive revenues in FY 2021 and no planned slash anticipated direct mail expenses? We always have planned mailings. Well, I won't say we always have planned. We always do mailings, and they're not necessarily planned because we're always trying to acquire new members. So Robin may ask if we have the money to get mail lists. We usually do not pay for mail lists. I don't think we've ever paid for mail lists from other nonprofits, but even though you get those for free, you still have to pay to the mail house to generate the letters, postage, and all that, depending on the, and that's based on the number of names that we acquire. Okay? So in answer to that question, were there no planned? There weren't any. They're never planned because we never know how the money's going to, lay out. And then the other thing is it won't show up on these lines 5003 and 5004 because when the money comes in, it's all listener support. We do not differentiate between the only things we differentiate with are corporate match, major donors, cars, and then, like I say, if it's a grant or listener support. Anything else that comes in from mail drives or acquisition mails is all listener support. It all comes through the same bank account, so there's no real way to differentiate that, okay? So then the next question says, can we use the line item website income, which is 5011, and attribute the income to a user-friendly website or specific work to generate income independent of listener support? And should we track the effectiveness of our website for generating income, especially if it is someone's job description or we pay someone to maintain it? So to address the part about can we attribute income to a user-friendly website, I'm not sure what the user-friendly website is. Again, all the money comes in the same way, whether it comes in via the website, whether it comes in through the mail. If they use a card, it all goes into the same bank account. It's not differentiated. If it comes through the mail, it all goes in the bank. It is not differentiated, okay? It says the next one is should we differentiate to track the effectiveness of our website for generating income, especially if it is in someone's job description. I can't answer that question because it is not in someone's job description, so I'm not sure where that would come from. The next question is how much was actually generated by corporate match, and that line is 5020, and they wanted to know from October of 2020 to February of 2021, and the answer to that is we've only received $1,700.30 since October of this fiscal year in corporate match. which is way under budget, because I believe we budget about $1,250 a month for that. Okay. The next one is, did we solicit listeners for any capital campaign, which is account number 5002 in FY 2021? We have not had a capital campaign in this fiscal year. Okay. Were any grants, that's line item 5802, written in FY 2021? No, we have not. There's no one to write grants, so there have not been any grants written. The next question, were there no anticipated vacations or vacation pay, which is line 6002, anticipated in FY 2021? We never really put anything on that line, so and there were no vacations paid out, so I'm going to say no there. Can you give us a figure of actual vacation pay paid out monthly from October 20th to February 2021? Again, there was no vacation pay. Again, I guess some people forget there are only three people on paid staff, so there's not a lot of room for people not to be working. How many employees were on the Pacifica/KPFT health plan receiving health benefits for October 2020 through February of 2021? That is line item 6200, okay? And the answer to that is 3. The next question is, does depreciation apply to anything other than the transmitter? That is line item 6655, and the answer to that is no. The next question, would interest charges only apply to outstanding loans or to credit card fees? Yes, is the answer to that. That is line item 6560, and locally we do not even use that code, that GL code. But I think you all know that this is the same template at all the stations, so some codes may be on here that we don't necessarily utilize and vice versa. Okay. The next question, how much of bank charges are finance charges / late fees on the Pacifica/KPFT credit card, or would this be a credit card discount fee? So the bank charges line is line number 6570. And then the 6576 is credit card discount fees. So credit card discount fees are the fees that we pay in order to be able to accept credit cards, which is a percentage that any business pays in order to be able to take credit cards. And then the bank charges fee is, of course, the cost of having business bank accounts. I know some people sometimes think that we shouldn't be paying for bank accounts. Well, individuals are probably allowed to get free checking accounts. Businesses are not allowed to do so, okay? We have to pay for our lockbox. We pay to be able to send wires and stuff between here and national office and stuff like that. The next question, what are postage subscriptions/renewals? That's line 6732. And printing subscriptions/mail renewals? That's line 6712. And then it asks, how do they differ from direct mail postage or what KPFT direct mail? These accounts all apply to any and all mailings that we do with our third-party mailing service. They handle all of the processing of our renewals, our pledge reminders, our solicitations, our tax letters. When we do mail list exchange, all of that is handled through all of those accounts. They have to do printing. They have to also sometimes do the design work, as well as postage is used through that. So any type of mailing that we use that you've probably gotten the mail, it goes to our third-party mailing service, and they handle it all. We contract that out, okay? Next question. What is the category of 6733 mailing service subscriptions? This is also lumped into with our mailing, all of our mail outs. So it just depends on which one it is, if it's a renewal, if it's a pledge reminder, if it's a membership card, if it's just a solicitation. It depends. That's what determines which one of these lines it gets coded into. Because direct mail, and I guess I need to explain. So direct mail is when we do solicitations, okay, because then we're going after people that we're trying to get back or we're trying to secure from lists of other nonprofits, okay. So that's the differentiation between direct mail and then just regular mailing services. Regular mailing services is for mailing to people we already know. Direct mail is when we're trying to solicit, and I'm sure some of you probably received, not just from us, but say the March of Dimes, when they're trying to solicit more money or other places like that. They're direct mailing you, trying to get you to give to them if you've never given to them before. Okay. The next question, can you give us a breakdown of internet cable connections? How many, from whom, and at what cost? The line item for this is line item 6504. And as of today's conversation, I will say that there are seven internet connections. One is for Comcast, which is internet inside the building, okay? And then the other six lines we have are from AT&T, and that is a combination of going back and forth to the different transmitters and backup transmitters. I'm not exactly sure. That's as much of that as I know because I'm not the technical person. And that was something that I had asked Bobby, and I didn't get a chance. He did not respond back to me yet about that. The next one is, what are our association dues, and what periodicals are we getting? And that is line 6520. The only association dues that we're paying currently are to NFCB. Okay. Next, it says, what are we renting / leasing at this time? That is line item 6631. Currently, we have a copier lease, which we are in a five-year contract with about 3.5 years left in the contract. And before anybody asked, I've opted to try to get out of the contract. They're willing to pick up the machine, but you still owe the money. So that's why we're still paying, okay? And that's the same with the postage meter and the water cooler. The postage meter lease has about 3 more years left on it, but we do need that because we have to still mail out premiums from time to time. And then there's the water cooler lease, which I think has still got about 2.5 years left on its lease as well. Okay. So, again, before anybody says, we could easily call and have these items picked up, but we're still going to be on the hook for the money. Okay. Mm-hmm. Next. What line is the Allegiance expense on, and what is the annual expense of Allegiance? Allegiance falls under Development and MEMSIS, which is line 6780. We no longer use MEMSIS, but I do not control what the GL accounts say on them. I don't have any control over that. So Development expense and MEMSIS just basically is the expense of our software for our membership database. We pay about $12,500 a year for Allegiance for all of the stuff, and there's a few things we're not using that we should be. So it amounts to about, I guess, $1,000 a month, and that's for us to have three user accounts. Okay. The next one is a duplicate. Let me see, duplicate. Okay, so I skipped a bunch of duplicates, and so the next one is, I need specificity under the six lines headed by, and it says expenses. All of these, okay. So someone asked, and I hope you have, the person that asked this question has the budget open or the on their computer, because they wanted to know what personnel, why don't they have the breakdown of personnel costs. And the personnel costs, the board expenses, the administrative expenses, programming expenses, development expenses, and community/special events are only the summary of the items that are below these. So if you look at the budget, you'll see that the numbers that are populating on the personnel cost line, you can see the details below in the salaries and related expense. The same for administrative expenses. You can see the details below it. Okay. Also, someone asked, I would also like to see under revenue in-kind contributions. I'm not exactly sure what that person is wanting to see because in-kind is free, and when it's free, there's nowhere for me to put it anywhere. The other thing about it being free is if you do not get acknowledgement from us in the form of a letter that you have given us something in-kind, there's still no other way. There's no way for us to track it. So people will say, well, I helped you with this or I helped you with that. Well, that's all good. You did that in kind. But if you didn't get something in writing giving a value to your time, then it wasn't really a donation. Okay. The next and the final question, it says, I would also like to know what clause, if any, in the California Code precludes us from knowing specific salaries. I doubt there is one. If I'm wrong, you will receive a mea culpa. Okay. There is no code, but I do know that national board members who are the board of directors, they have access to all of this. I was told by HR that giving people's personal salaries to a committee is not allowed. So that concludes the questions.
Thank you, Markeisha. All right.
You're welcome.
Don't have it on the agenda, but if there are questions, and let's be mindful of the time here, I'll start a stack. Okay. I guess you did a real good job, Markeisha. Thank you for taking the time.
No, I would like to.